have to change the dates to April.
We on? I'd like to call to order Town of Brule regular meeting for Monday, April 12th, 2021. Mr. Tossin, can you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Tossin?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rose?
Here. Recognition and commendations, I don't have anything. Approval of minutes for the regular meeting of March 8th, 2021. If you notice, we changed the minutes as we discussed. I say we changed them. We just made them more...
Precise.
Yeah, more precise. It's to highlight a piece where Chief LaFoe recommended the school resource officer to receive the stipend of $2,000 from West Baton Rouge Parish School Board to be included in his annual salary. So that's the only changes that we made. If I'm not aware of any other ones. Anybody else have any changes? Ms. Bourgeois moves that we approve the minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works Committee. First thing is I'll read the Public Works report for March 2021. Total rainfall, we had 5 events for a total of 5.2 inches, no drainage problems, 0 skate alarms, 5 out-of-compliance test results at our sewer treatment facility. As we discussed last meeting, the freeze in February caused our ammonia levels to go wacko. We completed grid repairs on cell 3 at the sewer pond. 300 feet of roadside ditches were brought to grade on Anita and Benzul. 1 culvert program installation was done on Benzul. River Mill third filing street lights were installed. I'm yet to receive the final plat. When I do, I'll sign it. Upcoming Republic roadside debris pickup is scheduled for this week, so if you have any debris, we can put it out. Our extra monthly pickup is scheduled for April 30th. That's it for Public Works. Let's see. Next up, consider street overlay bids. We had a bid opening here. Roy?
Back up to your Public Works real quick. I talked to Shane about your ammonia you'd asked me. He mentioned today something about an air raid been malfunctioning too, so apparently we'll get that fixed. But ammonia needs air, and that's what probably the biggest demand, but when it's cold, the reaction with ammonia is a lot slower. Hopefully that should take care of it. So,
thank you.
Your bid, sorry I missed your committee meeting last week. I was out of town for a funeral, but tried to make it, didn't make it in time. We took bids 2 weeks ago. Low bid was by Intrac out of Livonia. Their bid was $112,990. Shane sent me the question, why was he so much lower than others? A lot smaller company than all these other big boys that do a third of the volume of work. Their overhead's a lot lower. The guy who submitted the bid, Tony Gazelle, I know him. He used to work with my son in a different company for many years. Both my son and he left that company, but reputable. Licensed contractors, they do many tons of asphalt a year. It's my recommendation that you award the Intrac a little bit. So if that's in order, I'll follow my recommendation up with the notice of award. So if y'all pass that resolution tonight to award it, I'd like to allow Scott to sign the notice of award and put the process in place. I'll mail the contracts to the contractor. He'll return performance payment bonds and insurance. Give Scott the authority to sign the contract. When it comes in, we'll execute it. It'll work.
Yep.
Anybody have any questions?
No.
No questions. I think just at the last meeting, the only comment was a disparity. Wanted to make sure that they were bidding, you know, accurately. It was apples for apples. And so now that they are, yeah, I think that's great.
Not a company we had seen before.
Yeah, if you compare bids, I went back to look at last year. Last year you paid $93.48 was your lowest bidder cost per ton. This guy bid $86, the next guy was $94, the next was $118. There's a big difference made up. Right. Even Mill at $1.50, where last year you paid $2.85. That's better bidding at $4.16. So just depends on where a contractor puts his money, will throw it off those $10,000 or $15,000. And of course, I stuck a knife in Shane because he added that, removed those brick pavers at the end of Five Oaks.
No, Arlene's Quarters.
$15,500.
Yeah.
I said that'll draw us right down to the budget.
Yep.
Blamed it on Shane.
Yeah, it was Shane's fault.
And we make sure we put that on Facebook and on website.
You mean on Arlene's Quarters?
Well, I would.
Yeah, Arlene's Quarters. Yeah, we can take care of that once they start. We'll align that with Chief and them and make sure if they have to block the road or anything, we'll take care of that.
They told them to keep one lane open, so they'll only do one side of Arlene's Quarters. Get that back in service before you get under the other side. At least make the passing.
Right.
Thinking about traffic, garbage traffic.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
A few headaches.
All right, any other questions? Do I have a motion to accept the overlay bid?
Motion.
And allow me to sign that contract?
You want to include in the motion authorizing the mayor to sign the low bid and authorize?
Yep. So, Blake, you go with that? Yes. A motion to accept the bid and authorize me to sign the contract?
Yes.
All right, got a motion by Mr. Tossam. I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Roy, I'll sign that tonight if you want to. It's in my office, and that way you can have that paperwork. Okay. Consider new highway crossing agreement with Union Pacific Railroad. This agreement is with the parish mainly. But since we had an agreement from 2003 with Union Pacific to maintain that apron on the going to the railroad, they included me on the contract. When I say me, the Mayor Brule on the contract, as opposed to having to re-sign the 2003 contract. So they just included me on there. We will still maintain that little apron. What they're going to do is stripe it differently and put a sidewalk across there. This is for the sidewalk that's going to go down East St. Francis. But they have to do all the striping and all the protocol to cross a railroad crossing. The parish has signed it. The parish is doing all the work. They just need us to sign it so we can continue to move forward. I questioned Kevin about it with the parish, and Union Pacific is just really tough to deal with time-wise. So we don't want to hold up our sidewalk process going down St. Francis. So.
And at the mayor's request, I looked at the 2003 agreement. And like the mayor said, this agreement is with the parish, but they just got a signature line for our mayor in it. I think it's okay for him to go on and sign it. I initially, like the mayor, balked and said, wait a minute, we're not even part of this thing. But I understand where they're coming from, and so... if you look at the terms of the document, we're not committing to do anything else by signing this agreement than what we already have with.
Right.
So,
Tom, my only comment on that is when you look at that contract and it refers to the parish, it calls it a political body. When you look at the 2003 contract with us for the apron, it refers to us as a political body. As you go through the remainder of the document, everything is called political body. So how do we differentiate the two and a way the town's not held to any particular standard?
We're not a party to the second agreement. We're just basically signing, ratifying our prior agreement to maintain the agreement.
Okay, so you're okay that they're referring to a political body?
The agreement with the parish references back to the 2003 agreement that the railroad signed with us, or that we signed with the railroad. So I think we're fine.
And I saw there's a six-month contingency in there for the price, and that's going to expire May 21st. So we
have nothing to do with the price. The price is all on the parish.
Okay. Good.
I think maybe I sent you guys an email about that with Kevin's comments about that. The core and everything's done, so it's just a matter of going out for bid and getting the process rolling. Hopefully, we'll see some ground scratching in the fall, is what I was told. So.
Good.
We'll have that sidewalk started in the fall. Any other questions?
We just need a motion.
We just need a motion to authorize me to enter in that, sign that agreement.
I move.
We authorize the mayor to sign.
I got a motion by Mr. Andre. Second by Blake Tossam. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Consider DOTD maintenance agreement for roadside mowing. I have the agreement here. It's the same agreement we sign every 6 months. This one starts in July 2021 and goes through June 30th. I think I have that right.
Every 12 months.
Yeah, every 12 months, I mean. Right. The amount we get paid is $49.40. It's the same amount every year. It's based on how many miles we cut on the highway. So I just need your authority to sign that contract with DOTD to continue to get paid to keep our highways nice and cut. Mr. Niesler, got a motion by Mr. Niesler?
Second.
Second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
That's Mr. Don Manuel's job security.
That's right, Mr. Don. You still got your job.
Does this include the extension that we did?
The extra 100 feet.
We might get, hey, that's a good point. We might have to look into that. I think it's what, 0.87 cents?
Yeah, we're spending a little more money going to...
A little bit, that's right.
He can't make too much. Can't be full.
No, they ain't going to give us too much money.
All right, Finance Committee, in your package we have the budget to actual. We're in good shape. Sales tax is still coming in higher than what we budgeted for, so we're in good shape there. If you have any questions, let us know.
Did we get the second CARES money yet? The one that had gone someplace else other than to us?
Not yet, huh, Blaine? That last application?
It's in the works?
We are approved, but pending funds.
Yeah. And then once it's paid, we don't know if we're going to get it either. So it may go to somebody else. All right. Consider health employee insurance renewal. We discussed this at our committee meeting. Health insurance has gone up. I think we got a price of a 7% increase based on the employees that we have. My recommendation is to continue with the same insurance plan that we have. It's a good plan. The majority of the employees enjoy it and really like it. So my recommendation is to stay with the Blue Cross Blue Shield POS copay 100/70. And the total monthly premium next year will be $32,996.36. Versus this year of $30,829.42. That's my recommendation, to keep the lower deductibles and the better insurance plan. I got a motion by Mr. Andre to continue with our employee health insurance renewal, and second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Next up, we have consider purchase of St. James Square property. I'd like to recommend that we go into executive session.
Legal negotiate.
Yeah, so we can discuss this.
Don't move.
We got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to go into executive session to discuss legal stuff about St. James Square property. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Tyson?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yeah.
All right.
Be right there.
Don't leave me, Roy.
Guard that pound cake while we're doing.
Yeah, y'all get you some pound cake real quick. You got the recorder on?
We got a vote to come out.
I move that we come out of executive session.
Got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to come out of executive session. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. We need roll call for that, Tom? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Tyson?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
All right. So do we have a motion about the St. James property?
Yes. Motion to purchase the property for $3,150.
All right. A motion by Mr. Tyson?
Second.
A second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? Tom, we don't need roll call vote.
Hello.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right. Planning and Zoning Committee, I don't have anything. Personnel Committee, nothing. Recreation Committee, nothing. Police Committee, nothing. Governmental Affairs, Landmark and Heritage Commission meeting April 19th at 6:30. Anything else on that?
We have at least one phone.
Consideration of vetoed ordinances, there's none. Hearing and final action on ordinances, ordinance number 1 of 2021 on the rezoning of 653 East Main Street. This one's been around a while. The Planning and Zoning Committee approved it. It's going from C1 to R2, yeah. So, and the Planning Commission approved it. We talked about it last week. I don't think they're represented here. It's got a motion by Ms. Boudreau.
You got to open a public hearing.
Oh, okay.
Before? Yes.
All right, we'll open a public hearing. Public hearing's open. Anything from the audience? Anything from the council? With that, we'll close the public hearing. Do I have a motion? Motion by Ms. Boudreau.
Second
by Mr. Niesler. Comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Tassin?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, change the dates.
Ordinance number 4 of 2021, school zone speeds. In your packet, we have the ordinance to make sure that within 1,000 feet of a public school on any road that we have within town, that the speed limit will be 25 miles per hour between 7 and 9 and 2 and 4. In digging up the old ordinance, it was 20 and the speed limit signs say 25. This is just going to make it consistent at 25. So that will open a public hearing concerning...
That's not the only
St. Francis Street.
Oh, okay.
Do we have to remove that sign, or do we need to remove that sign on St. Francis?
What sign?
The one that school's on.
School zone.
If we're going to pass this.
By the park.
Yeah, it would go away. It's removing the speed limit, the school zone on St. Francis Street.
We talked about that.
That section...
Right.
I thought we understood
it was going to be within 1,000. We're okay by not allowing that school zone within 1,000 feet?
West St. Francis. Mm-hmm. On the street that the school is on, 1,000 feet.
That's North LeBeau?
Yes.
Subsection D of section 30.6. Y'all just changed subsection C from 20 to 25, which is recognition of what it actually has been. The second part of ordinance 4
is
subsection D, which adds the phrase at the end of the first sentence. Right now, that subsection D has a period after signs.
Right, second line. Right, okay.
So this would, if approved, add... increased speed limit of 35 miles an hour on West St. Francis Street between designated signs at all times.
Right.
The school zone speed limit in subsection C above, which would now be 25 miles an hour, shall not apply to anywhere in West St. Francis.
And that's West St. Francis is 35 all the way down what will happen on this.
So both parts are ordinance number 4 of 2021.
Yep.
So y'all can decide to change... I mean, whatever comes out of the public hearing, whatever the motion is, you know.
So we'll, to answer your question, we'll open a public hearing. So consider this opening of the public hearing. So to answer your question, Blake, yes, I guess we will have to remove that sign if this is passed. Any questions on this?
Just a comment. And I mean, when we look at what's written here and with Blake's comment, should we remove between designated signs?
No, it's always between designated signs. On any time you have a speed limit on a street, it's always between designated signs.
I guess when I look at the way this ordinance was written, it was basically referring to the school zone at that time, and that's why it said between the signs.
This is outside the school zone. So, in other words... right now, East St. Francis Street is 25 miles an hour. Okay, so you cross the highway somewhere there. I don't know where it says.
Picks up at 35.
Where does it pick up? Where's the sign for 35? Is it past the shopping center?
Kind of by River Mill.
Yeah, right past the shopping center. Probably.
Okay, so that's the first designated sign, and then I don't know where it picks up at 35 coming back.
I would think it's somewhere around the park, right by Elaine, maybe?
Elaine Street.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know.
Okay.
And I don't, you know, that's what between designated signs means.
Yeah, I understand. I think Russell said it might cause confusion. Something like 35 miles per hour westbound Francis in its entirety. From the whole street of West St. Francis, between the signs is not the whole street.
Or the whole first sentence.
Or move the signs.
Can we do that, Tom?
I don't know.
Move signs?
Police.
Yeah, I mean, we can move the signs. That's not a problem.
Yeah, you can move the signs.
So, I mean, you know, we can put the 35 all the way up by the railroad track as soon as you cross, and then as soon as you turn on and off the boat.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, we can do that. That's simple. Yeah. It requires a dotting.
Move the signs, leave the words.
Yeah, move the signs, leave the words.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's easy fix.
You got labor involved in moving
the signs. Easy fix.
Okay.
More job security for Mr. Manor.
All right, any other comments on the speed limit ordinance?
Yeah, I'd just like to say on the D, I'm concerned with removing the speed limit on West St. Francis Street near Brule Elementary. They have over 500, sometimes 600 kids back there, ages starting at 3 years old. And they have some that as soon as the bus door opens, the kid runs away from the school. And it has happened many, many times, and there are staff chasing the kids in the street. It also happens in the afternoon.
So they run all the way fast enough on West St. Francis?
We have had lockdown where they had to chase the kids, these little kids.
Well, it sounds like it's a discipline problem, not a speed problem.
So increasing the speed limit, it does not help with safety during school time, and that's whenever these runners seem to happen. So I suggest keeping the school zone at 25 miles an hour, and I'm also there in the mornings, and cars are going about 70 when it's supposed to be 25. So when you increase it, it's even going to be worse than what it is now. And the traffic back there during school.
I think a person that drives 70, if it's 25 or if it's 55 and they want to drive 70, they're going to drive 70. That becomes an enforcement issue.
Yeah. Chief, we work that pretty heavy. I see a lot of tickets come right there.
I think it's a trap to write where we can write tickets because it changes very drastically, and it's a street that does not front a school.
Chief, what's your opinion on it? Do you have one?
It's hard to say. It's split in the middle. You know, the school personnel can't put their hands on the kids. I know what Blaine's talking about. It's bad. It's that for sure.
Is that down St. Francis or
yes. LeBeau? St. Francis.
The school's on LeBeau.
The school's on LeBeau.
But they extended the school zone on the St. Francis.
It's right before you get to LeBeau. There's a school zone speed limit right there, and this ordinance would remove that school zone speed limit right there and make it 35 all the way to the stop sign.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Any other comments?
And why can't you put some flashing lights like you have when you enter the town of Brule?
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility.
It has the lights.
Yes.
I will point out, I mean, I don't go back there, but West St. Francis Street, where it hits south of LeBeau, the school property is right there.
Right across.
Right across the street. And so, you know, if you've got a public park there,
you got kids on the ride before you get there.
I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm just concerned of liability. I haven't even researched this, but, if the town were to do this, I would wonder if one day you had a student that got in an accident there. I don't know whether it would be argued that the town has been irresponsible in moving speed limit sign within 1,000 feet of the school on West St. Francis Street, considering it's right there. I didn't realize, and I don't go that way, and so that's why I wanted to take a look at the map. It's right
the school board. The school board property is on that corner.
Yeah, I mean it's
across
right,
LeBeau.
It is right there.
So, it, if the ordinance states located within 1,000 feet, then maybe we need to redo the ordinance some kind of way if we want to change that speed zone, because in essence, you're saying within 1,000 feet it has to be 25, and then you're saying it's okay to be 35 and you're only 10 feet from it.
But it's also on Choctaw Road, 1,000 feet down, about school zones
that way.
Right. Cane fields, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it begs the issue.
You see, what happens is if somebody's coming down West St. Francis, they hit, you talk about between designated signs, it's 35, they're not going to hit a school zone sign. If they take a right off,
if
you take a right, you don't, you got in between signs. You didn't see the sign for the back. That's
yeah,
what y'all so, overlooking.
Yeah, so you, so if you,
if you, if you've got 35 in between signs, and then you get the bowl.
Yeah.
Take a right, you don't have another sign.
You don't, so you wouldn't have a school zone sign at all. Yeah.
On the other side of St. Francis Street.
Yeah, that's a good point. You should change before you get to that stop sign.
And they've got one now, right?
Right now.
That's the way it is now, but the way the ordinance is written with Section D, it eliminates that.
It's only 4 hours a day.
It's a very busy 4 hours a day.
Yeah. It is.
As you recall, it was 45.
Yeah, we dropped it to 35.
That's correct.
Mainly for the park. Remember?
Yeah.
They were talking about parking on the side of the road and kids
checking. Just moved the whole street 25, just like we got on East St. Francis.
That's what I think, too. Cool. It may be only 4 hours a day, but the life of a child is worth more than 4 hours a day.
We want to change the ordinance? Anybody want to change the ordinance?
Well, we can change subpart C, and then somebody can make a motion not to change D, just leave D the way it is. And we do need to change C, because that's not...
Right, C, yeah.
20 is not reality.
Right. 25 is what it needs to be. So C needs to happen.
So if somebody wants to make a motion that we not change D, you change C to 25 and not change D, then you know, y'all could do that if that's...
That's what...
Right,
any other comments?
What's the speed limit on LeBeau in front of the school when school was out?
35.
Is it 35, Jonathan?
Until you get to West Bank, then it's
25. Yeah, 25 from there back towards Orleans Quarter. Yeah.
That changed.
Any other comments? All right, with that, we'll close the public hearing. Do we have a motion for Ordinance Number 4, 2021, School Zone Speed Limits, as is or changed? A motion?
Well, I'm definitely going to make a motion that we approve C. I mean, I think we have to do that.
Yeah, I think that's... Tom, can we restructure Ordinance 4 just to approve
C? Certainly, yeah. You can do whatever you want, and I reprint it.
Yeah.
This is not in the signature.
Yeah.
I had no idea what we were going to do tonight. That's why I wanted y'all to see what changes were proposed.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so Mr. Daigle?
I'll make a motion to approve the ordinance C to change from 20 to 25 to be consistent with, I think that's state, correct?
Yep.
And then I guess my comment on D would be I can't dispute what Blaine's saying about children running down St. Francis, but I do know that cars are coming to a stop at that point, so they are decelerating regardless. But in light of safety, certainly I can't overlook that either. So I move that we will just keep D the way it was with the school zone in effect on West St. Francis.
All Okay.
That's my motion. A rather lengthy one, but a motion.
So we got
two, or is it one?
It's one. It's one to keep C.
Amend.
And to, I'm sorry, to amend C and to keep D the way it was currently written. I'm sorry.
All right.
That was not clear, but that's what the intent was.
You got that, Blaine?
Right.
So we got a motion by Mr. Daigle. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Neesley. Comments from the council? Any comments from the audience?
The only other option would be to move the school to all the time. That's all. St. Francis Street right to the corner. All the way down to the corner. That would be another option. That would keep 35.
Okay.
All right, anybody else? All right, so I got a motion and a second for ordinance number 4, as Rusty discussed, to amend C and leave D as it is in the ordinance today. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Tassin.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle.
Yes.
All right, ordinance number 4 is passed. I'll sign those. Number 9, introduction of ordinances. For a matter of time's sake, we'd like to introduce ordinance number 5 for 2021 to, what's the term?
Undedicate.
Undedicate Berg Street.
I move.
Motion by Mr. Andre.
Introduce the ordinance.
He's going to introduce it.
Undedicate Berg Street at such time.
Thank you. Ordinance number 6 of 2021, adopt our new zoning map. We hung the new zoning map back here for us to look at during the month. It's back on the easel. We've checked it and double-checked it, but we're not perfect. So if you see something that might be a question on it, with the zoning changes we made, we just need someone to introduce it so we can advertise and adopt later.
The timeline that puts us on introducing it this month, y'all would not vote on it until June the 7th. I'm sorry, June 14th.
I'll introduce it.
So is that change for East Main with the Sorrell property noted on this map? It's not noted because we didn't vote.
Probably not noted, but
what's that?
We can maybe see about getting that changed.
The daycare being changed to residential.
Yeah, we'll try to change it.
Yeah. Y'all just approve.
Yeah, we just did. we'll try to get them to change it.
Make a note.
And we got up.
Yeah, we got 2 months to.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
Is there an amendment date on it? Is there an amendment date on the map?
I'm not sure if it's up there. That's just we just had them redo it, and that's just the copy.
Okay.
Until
when we do approve it, we want to make sure that there's an amendment date put on it.
I did that last time. Yep. Yeah.
Blaine, you got that introduced by Mr. Daigle.
All right.
Resolutions. Resolution number 4 of 2021, removal of junk cars and junk at 2551 Eileen Street.
That's true.
You want me to briefly go over this?
Yeah, just real quick. In your package, we had the resolution. There's a timeline of events that Shane went through and printed out for us today on sending the letters. And all the copies of the letters, copies of the junk cars that are in the yard. I hate that we have to get to this point, but that's the way the ordinance reads.
In fact, we haven't
done one probably in about 8 to 10 years.
Maybe less than that, because
not to this point.
No. We did tow some one time.
We have gone and taken the same cars from this same person.
Have we?
And he bought them back from us at auction. And put them back in the yard. So probably every time we have confiscated vehicles because they were junk, it was this person.
Right, so we initially sent the letter to the homeowner, and the cars were titled to someone else, so we had to resend a letter to the owner of the vehicles. We did talk to a Mr. Causey. He came in, and we gave him an additional 30 days to get them moved. We've been overly nice in trying to get this thing handled. I think our hands are tied, and we don't have any other option now. So, if we have the ordinance, we need to enforce it. So, Tom, I don't know if you have anything else to add.
No, we as you can see, and I laid it all out in here. The property owner, he promptly contacted us, asked for a 30-day extension. Not a problem. The registered owner was sent a notification letter. He unclaimed the certified letter. So we had to, I gave Shane the paperwork, we had to get Tom South on, got one of his officers to...
And deliver.
Personally serve it on this.
Yeah, the big issue is the owner of the cars is not the owner of the property.
That's right.
Yeah.
When they're different, you got to notify both. And so the owner of the property kind of threw up his hands and said, look, you know, I can't get them to do... So, hell, he rents it.
On a side note, I taught that person in fifth grade. Not much has changed.
So, Tom, who's culpable for the payment for the towing? Does the town eat that cost, or is that sent back to the resident or the owner?
So, what happens is we contract with... whoever. Normally, we contract with the folks up here.
Yeah, we did that last time.
Yeah. And they recoup it themselves from the...
Storage fee.
Storage and
or auction sale.
Or whatever.
Okay. I will get with Tom before we pull the trigger on this to make sure everything goes right, because we have to make sure our T's are crossed and I's are dotted.
Yeah.
Chief, we'll have you guys around to help us.
After he was personally served, he did not appeal ask for a hearing within 5 days. And so his 15-day period of time to abate the nuisance expired on Saturday the 10th. And so now we are timely to do whatever y'all wish to do.
And Shane rode by today, and as of this afternoon, on his way home, nothing.
So, need y'all to, if we're going to take the next step per our ordinance, need to pass this resolution so we can move forward.
All right. So, do I have a motion to accept resolution number 4 of 2021 for removal of junk cars at 2551 Eileen Street?
Move.
By Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience?
Just wondering, who
are we going to... A tow company goes pick them up. And then they store them, and if the person goes to get them back, they recoup their money from the tow, from the person for the tow. And they store them and then go to auction with them and type a duplicate title, whatever they do. Well, not really, and kind of yes. Shane and I, in January, we are making a concerted effort to try to clean up stuff like this. We've already had a spot by Back Brewley Grocery that cleaned up really quick with a letter.
Terrible.
So we're gradually working on these houses, unfortunately, and yards. We can't do it overnight, so it takes time. So yes, there's a complaint, but there's been an ongoing complaint for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So we're making a concerted effort to knock them out. There was another one on Eileen, and the letters work. Those cars are gone.
It's gone.
It's all cleaned up now.
It died.
Let me rephrase that. The porch is still a disaster, but the junk cars are gone.
And it did not have a plaque on it.
Yeah. So we got a motion by, let's see, who is that? Mr. Andre?
And then Daigle.
A second by Mr. Daigle. All right, any other comment? Any other comment?
50 years old.
Pardon?
50 years old, that's what gets a plaque?
If approved.
Yeah. All right, we got a motion and a second. We don't need roll call vote on resolution, huh? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. We will take care of that this week. Police Department report. Chief?
Y'all doing all right.
We're having a good time.
I see that. You missed Joanne. You got some good jokes. That was a good one, though. I'm proud of that. All right, for the month of March, we had 14 alarms. We assisted one agency one time, 2 animal calls, 2 burglaries, 2 civil complaints, 1 drug-related, 2 disturbances, 1 fraud, 2 juvenile calls, 2 medical, 22 miscellaneous, 15 no insurance tows, 5 suspicious persons or vehicles, 3 vehicle unlocks at 74 total complaints, 446 citations with 586 violations.
Thank you,
Chief. Question, not on this report, but the stuff on Riverside, somebody had contacted me about it.
They didn't tell us a whole lot about it. They had the person's name as a juvenile, and I think they know they're working on picking him up now.
Yeah.
So at least they do have a suspect, so that's good.
That's been a first for these little burglary, you know, little car break-ins.
Right, right.
We figured it was eventually going to happen. I'm not sure if it's related to people doing that or just isolated incidents.
Right.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Two animal calls.
What's
two animals called?
Oh, one on Live Oak. Down the end, bit to, Amazon lady. Dog bite. Both times.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody
thank
else
you.
Anything for Chief?
Appreciate y'all.
All right.
Don't leave, Anita. It's just something after the meeting.
Can you make a little comment about them jumping? Yeah. All right. Attention, buddy.
Next up. Next up, Mayor's report. The legislative session has started today. LMA is watching the collection of sales tax bill along with a bunch of municipalities and local governments. The state wants to get all the sales tax and then redistribute it. I'm not a fan of that, but we'll see what happens. We also have a bill, I forget the number, Kylie, for paying the Planning and Zoning Committee.
Yeah, you just said it, the bill looked fine.
The bill's good, so they're just going to add to that bill. I know, Rusty, you asked for that, what, 18 years ago? But we're finally getting it done, so that's going to be in the legislature, too. Immunizations for anybody that's interested, tomorrow at the Irwinville Community Center. They're free. I'm sorry, not tomorrow, April 15th. They're free. Johnson & Johnson, one-time shot, drive-through. They request if you have medical insurance, bring your card, but it doesn't cost anything. And that's at the Irwinville Community Center. I think it starts at 7:30. It's on our website if anybody needs that information.
7:30.
7:30, Fish? Thanks. As we talked about nuisance letters, we are working on that. There's a trailer up on the front side off of Bourgeois Street that they're going to tear down. So
good.
We've got
one more
trailer that's going to be gone there, so. Yes, sir.
It's House Bill 405.
Okay. Yeah, and you can go to Louisiana Legislature and search it if you want. I think we're the only ones that listed on there, huh, Tom?
Well, on that bill, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pre-filed, so.
Another thing, too, Entergy is putting up, changing out those double poles that run through town on that high maintenance line, that real tall one. And Roy, you might know the answer to this. They stopped at the Brule town limits when they were changing those poles out, and they started back in the cane field, and they're taking those double poles and they're making one single pole. I don't know if you've seen that down Venzu. Yeah, down Anita and corner Venzu. They changed the one on the opposite side of Venzu, and there's two more I think we looked at today. And Roy, I don't know if they stopped due to the water line coming through there or not, but for a while they just left that out. So anyway, if you see a bunch of trucks going down Anita and Venzu with lights and big poles, and Chief, I don't know if you're aware, but state police escorts those big old long poles coming through, so be aware they're working on that. They put these big mats down and big cranes come in, and so just if you see stuff going on, that's what's going on back there. That's it for my mayor's report. Any remarks of personal privilege?
Pam, we put together a book in 2008 with all the homes that are 50 years old and older. And people have to apply to get a plaque for that. And Donna, the street...
Landmark
Commission. The Landmark Commission makes recommendations, and then the council votes on it. So we have a landmark meeting next Monday. We know we have one application for sure. And then we have a ceremony where we award the plaques to the... It's just, yeah, saying that it's important in our community and tell the story of the people that live there and things that will be forgotten pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, are there any, guidelines keeping the...
50 years old or older, they have to comply with our ordinance about nuisance. So, we couldn't put it on that old house. It was fixed up at one time about 18 years ago, but then the people left and the house just became derelict.
The bourgeois has to come inspect
it. No, there's no restrictions. No restrictions. It's honorary.
I think the only thing we require is if the plaque goes missing, they have to pay to put a new plaque. We'll only do one.
Yeah, and one house did have a plaque to go missing because the house was being renovated, and the person thought she knew where it was, but when it's time to put it back, she didn't have it. So she paid for replacement. The families don't pay for the plaque. The town pays and owns them, but she paid because that had been lost. And the thing about the street, about Berg Street, we have to do that because part of the park will extend there. The pavilion for the park will extend in that, taking that little triangle piece of land. Thank y'all for coming.
Yeah. Anybody else?
He didn't forget about your flag. I keep reminding him.
No, we're going to get it.
First, I want to have Blaine appreciate his passion for the kids. Appreciate you speaking up on that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Roy, you want to update the water line?
The water line is complete all the way into Addis. The last connection hadn't been made. We need enough water to properly flush the line. We passed the necessary test and the last connection we made. North Line Road well's been out approximately a month. It broke a shaft. Replaced it, put it all back in together, and went through the switch. The electrical fireworks was going to happen, and now we've got electrical problems. And I understand they're waiting for a starter, and that'll be ready to go again. But we need the quantity of water to let the contractor properly flush that north diameter of the line so we put it in the They're basically done.
Great.
That's what I said.
Anything else on the parish level, Fish?
I have a shot. Baby.
Okay. All right.
We're shutting you out tonight, Trisha.
What's that?
We're shutting you out tonight.
Good. Don't challenge you.
One other remark from me. If y'all want pound cake to take home, please take some home.
One other thing, Mayor. We had been talking about what Roy and him are working on back at Venezuela on our drainage.
Right.
We have any update on projected timeline?
I talked to Toby. Toby, the engineer in my office that does drainage, is communicating with Shane. He's got the model running. He wants to run a couple of different scenarios before he comes sit down and discuss it.
Yeah, we're close.
A couple of different scenarios.
So we're getting real close.
He did give us a price on those.
Well, let's back up. Searching for gauge. I want to say river gauges, canal, water level gauges from the canal. Parish is looking for some too. I thought it would be piggybacked. He got one quote came in, be looking for more. That one is simply a radio to get to the water level. If they want to connect to their SCADA with a monthly fee. When you start doing levels and SCADA and the rest, you got to make sure whose equipment you're using, what fee you pay for monthly, because it can get quite expensive. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that before we make a decision, but he's looking at those things so we can get that information.
Well, the important part with your gauges is the entire drainage of Brutley relies on how high is the water in the Tonton Canal.
That's right.
If the Tonton Canal is down low, the bottom part of the canal water will get out of here quite quickly. As the water level comes up in Tonton, the water slows down leaving Brutley. Period. It splits right through Brutley Oaks. Everything to the north goes north to Tonton. Everything to the south goes in cooling to the south. Yeah.
Well, you know, the data that we get is going to be helpful for us in the long run. It might not help us today, but it'll help us down the road.
Why?
Yeah. So. All right, with that, do I have a motion adjourned?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Meeting adjourned.